Vayter in Shas Mir and Zvachim, Daf Lamed Dalet, pick up 11 lines down. Second to last word is Gufa. Now we're going back to the Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish that we brought earlier. That is whether or not somebody gets Malkus for eating Kachim before Zrika when he's Tamei and the meat is not Tamei. The Gemara is going to be based off two different psukim, which one follows the next. One says, "Va'abasa shayiga b'chol tamei, lo ye'achel ba'ishi sarif abasa kol tahor yochel bo." That is the basar that shayiga b'chol tamei, don't eat it. It can't be eaten, right? If it touches any tamei thing, it can't be eaten. It should be burnt in the fire. But ba'ishi sarif abasa kol tahor, the meat that's tahor, any tahor person can eat. And this pasuk is asking a person who's tahor from eating kachim that became tamei. And what happens? You get malchus, but not karis. Next pasuk says, "Va'nefesh asher tochal basar mizivach hashlamim." A person eats meat from the shlamim karban, asher la Hashem, that's Hashem, v'tumaso olav. While he's in the state of tumah, v'nichrusa ha'nefesh ha'im e'ameh, he gets karis. So we see that it's asking a tamei person from eating the kachim that is tahor, and they're going to get karis for such a thing. Wow. First pasuk talks about a tahor person eating something tamei, which is also been that karis, is malchus. And the other one is a tamei person who's eating something which is tahor, and they're going to get karis. Gufa. Tamei shalchu basar kodesh lefnei zrika. Let's say a person who's tamei ate something that is meat that is before the zrika. Reish Lakish amar loki gets malchus. Rabbi Yochanan amar. In a loki, he doesn't get malchus. That's what we said. Amar Abaye, machlokas betumas haguf. The machlokas in Yochanan and Reish Lakish only tumba of the body when a tummy person eats meat that is tahor. Avo betumas basar, but if the self is tummy, the meat itself is tummy, and the person who ate is tahor, divrei kol loki. Everyone says that there's going to be malchus over there. You don't eat tummy meat. The Amar Karkas pasuk says veha basar. It's the first pasuk we quoted before. Veha basar lerabos etzim ulivona. That's coming to include wood. It's used to put in the mizbeach ulivona and the levona, the frankincense. As she says, lerabos etzim ulivona latumas atzman the chibas hakodesh. And even these things aren't food, still it puts in a category. It's no less than that. So the things are not edible stuff. If they become tummy, they can't be eaten and they get malchus. Even so, even if it's not edible, they're including category of things that become tummy. That after they become tummy can't be eaten if yes, it's going to be malchus. So it comes out that eating something edible, like the meat before throwing the dam, certainly kavachomer is going to get malchus. The Rava Amar Machlokas b'tumas haguf. Rava says the Machlokas is tumas haguf. Right, so we started with Abai said Machlokas b'tumas haguf, but tumas basar, everyone says malchus. He says Machlokas b'tumas haguf, but tumas basar, difficult ain't a locus. It's the opposite. Everyone says you're not going to get malchus. Oh, my time. What's the reason for Rava? Why is it? Why is it that both of Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going to be masking that if a Torah person eats the sacrificial meat before the Zrika Zadam and the meat was Tameh, he doesn't get Malkos. Kevin the Lokarina and Lokarina Bey Vitumaso Allah Vinichusa. The reason is because since we can't apply to this type of meat, the pasuk it says if a person eats meat while the tumah is on him, that person is going to get karis because that pasuk is talking about only meat after the Zrika Zadam, after the dam is already thrown. Lo karina be v'abasa shayiga b'chol tamei lo ye'achel. We also can't apply to it this din of the pasuk before that the meat that touches any tamei thing that became tamei is not able to be eaten. Meaning to say that the Torah puts these two psukim next to each other, it shows that the issur against eating tamei meat, like the kareis punishment mentioned in the next pasuk, is only to meat that became able to be eaten. Meaning it's after Zrika Sadam. And therefore, if someone eats tummy meat, kachim meat, carbon meat, before throwing the dam, he does not get malchus. Frek the Gemara. Viha amar mar, but we said viha basar, the extra word viha basar at the end of the pasuk of the first pasuk we brought of those two pasukim. The rabbis etzim levana is coming to include etzim in levana in the categories of food that can become tame and can't be eaten. And if you do, you get malchus. Now, these things aren't able to be eaten at all, which means a tame person wouldn't get cursed for eating them. But the Torah gives malchus for eating them after they became tame, which goes against what Rava just said. Rava's linking to Pesukim seems like maybe they ain't linkable anymore. Says, going on, Achamai Iskinan. What are we talking about in the case when we talk about the wood and the Lavona, where it says they're going to get Malchus for Kagon Shekutshu Bekli, in a case where they became consecrated by putting them into a Kli Share, such as Asim Shechato Sam Be Machtas Kli Kli Sharis. Me'al mizbech im gechalim levana shekitcha bebezichin v'afilu karis betumas aguf nami yisbo. Whoa, even karis is going to be. The last time you should cover call him matirav, which is considered like all of its matirav were already brought. All things that matter are already brought. If someone ate from this thing while he's tummy, he's going to get karis, which gets off that question that he asked. The time, because we learned in a hiligam mishnah, kol sheish bo matir, and anything, any type of carbon that has matir and things that will matter it, mishakarvu matirav, once the matir are brought, kol she, mishakarvu matirav, that's the only time that karis will kick in. Once karv matirim, but kol shein malo matirim doesn't have this type of thing, mishakadosh bekli, once it becomes kadosh bekli, already it kicks in. We're going to see another machlokas in Mishlokas Rabbi Yochanan. Hamayla evrei behemah tamei al gabi mizbeach. Someone who takes the evarim of an animal that's tamei, and they bring, you know, a pig, something like that, right? Rashi says, susim v'gamalim, horses and camels. It's a behemah tamei. You bring it up on the mizbeach. Rishlokas omer loke, you get malchus for it. Rabbi Yochanan omar. In a look, you don't get malchus. Rish Lakish on the locus says you get malchus tahora in tamealo. Torah says that a kosher animal can be brought as a carbon, and a non-kosher one is not allowed. She says tahora in minabakar minatzon tekrivu, and non-kosher v'lav abamachlala say and lokanalav, and he holds that we have a lav, an iser that's mashma from an asay. In this case, someone offers a non-kosher animal, even though the Torah says bring a kosher one, then you get malchus for such a thing. Rav Yochanan Amar, ain't looking at love. You don't get malchus for it. Lava b'machlala say, ain't looking at love, because he holds that the prince, the din is, even though it's a lava b'machlala say, you don't get malchus in such a circumstance. Frakta Gemara on Rish Lakish says lava b'machlal says and is you get malchus on it. Mosiv Rabbi Yirmiyah osat tochelu, and when it tells us that the kosher animals can be eaten, the Torah says that one category of animals you can eat, which means the lo behemah tamei, but not behemah tamei, but v'lava b'machlal say asay, and a lava that comes from an asay is an asay, and you don't get malchus for such a thing, which goes against Rish Lakish that says that we do give malchus is someone who goes against in asay. Good point, good point. So Amar Leir of Yaakov Leir Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa Asbir Lecha. I'm going to explain to what the Machlokas of Rechem Yishlokas is. Be'evri behemah tameima, when someone goes and brings the evarim of a camel or horse to Kuli Amar Lopligi, everyone's going to be agreeing over here. He's not going to get malchus because all he did was he violated a asay. Rash says, asay hu de'ikov asula, that's it. He pligi, what exactly is their Machlokas? When do they fight? Be'chaya, with the chaya, with the undomesticated animal, as a wild animal, which is a kosher animal, something like a deer. V'achi etmar. V'yochanan omer, over ba'asei. Yochanan says one who brings these is violating asei. Rish Lakish omer, in over below klum. Below klum. Rish says he's not violating anything. V'yochanan omer, pardon me, over ba'asei. He's violating a mitzvah asei to bring from, you know, bakar minatzon. Behema in chayalo. Rish Lakish Omer, ain't over a love be velo klum. Ahu lemitzvah, he's not going to be over anything, not even a mitzvah zasei, because ahu lemitzvah, that pasuk is brought over there from Minabaka Minatzon, is just coming to tell you what's the ideal thing to bring it from. But if a person wants to bring from Mechaya, you can bring a carbon from Mechaya, you're good to go for doing such a thing. says Rashi that hula mitzvah behema mitzvah lakir v'chai rishos chai latu, but tamea vadelo. That you definitely not allowed to bring as a tamea. Back in the Gemara, now the Gemara has a kashe and Rish Lakish Malu Siv Rava. Ilu nemer carbon lashem behema. If it would have said in the Torah that a person can bring a carbon to Hashem behema, but it didn't say minabaka minatzon, he saw mechay bechal behema. We thought that that's included, right? That's included in this type of thing. Can you chenemer zusa behema shetochul shor se kvasim se yizim ayol tzvi? Like the pasuk says, as in over there, these are the animals, and then it puts in the category of animals also mechayas. Tamalomer bakar v'tzon. Therefore, it says bakar v'tzon. Bakar v'tzon amati l'cha v'lo chaya. And therefore, it's saying bakar v'chana not chaya. Yachal lo yivir may be kasher. You thought you shouldn't brought it, but you did bring it to be kasher. Halom as a domer. What does that compare to? The Talmud shamer l'rabo. It's like a Talmud says to his rabbi, havi lichit and bring me wheat. I'm sorry. The Talmud shamer l'rabo. The rabbi said to the Talmud, he said, bring me wheat. V'hevi lo chitim esarim. And he brings him wheat and barley. And she'eno kemavir al devarav, which is the case that he's not violating his Rebbe's words by doing such a thing. El most of the he's just adding to his words by doing such a thing. V'kasher, therefore I think it would be kasher what he did. Tamad lomar bakar b'tzon. Bakar b'tzon amati l'cha v'lo l'chaya. I only wanted bakar b'tzon and not chaya. Hol amaz adomo to gemer tu. L'tamad shomer lo rabba. It's like Tamad Rebbe said to him, al tavili el chitin. Don't bring me except for chitin. Hevi lo chitin b'tzon. Rebbanim says, b'chon b'shenom o kizma al devar. It's not like adding to it. El kamavir devar. It's like going against his Rebbe's words when he does such a thing. Beep, turn the page. Lamadal base upasal. And therefore, Chaya is actually going to be something which is really, it's pasal. Tiyufta de Rish Lakish seems to be knock off to Rish Lakish. Tiyufta. Yep, Rish Lakish is out. Okay, now the next part of the Mishnah. Vikulon Shekiblu. If any of these, well, let's go back to the actual Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah said, Vikulon Shekiblu. You know, if someone did it, it wasn't kosher, so then go back to the place of the dam and nefesh and start the process over again. Then we should be good to go. So it says, Vikulam Shekiblu, right? They have intent to do it out of its time, out of its place, so whatever he got is going to be no good, but if this stam is still splurting out over there from the neck, then go ahead and someone's a kosher, go ahead and do it, and we do the avodah. Barmini Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan came and asked a question. Pasul, maushi asa shirayim. There's a person that's pasul, that they themselves are a pasul, and they receive dam, and they put in the mizbeach. Does it make the rest of the blood shirayim, meaning can the avodas be repeated with the remaining blood or not? Amale, right, Rashi says, mi shehu psul avoda, mao sheyase shirayim, in kibbutz v'zarek, mao sheyachsar hakosher v'yikabel v'zuk v'yichshar hakarben. Mi amin in kibbutz v'zarek pasul, shavir ledam shebetzavar shirayim, v'su lo michsi lezuke, can't be done for zuke anymore because it's called shirayim. Odilma lo, maybe, whoops. And back that up a drop after the rude interruption. V'su lo michsi lezuke, odilma lo. Lo alima zukas psul l'shavye l'dam shabatsaver behemis shirayim b'yachser kosher v'kaybel. You can go and do it again. Amar lei zivuchan says Rav Shlakish, eino s'shirayim el chutz zman v'chutzim kamo. You can't. You're not. If you go and you do zrika of the dam, which is no good, it's not going to make the rest of the stuff shirayim, except for somebody does with intent that it should be either offered or eaten outside of its time or outside of its place. But you throw the dam with that, that's going to make the rest of the stuff shirayim. Whole meratz of the pigulo, since it affects the carbon's pigle. Rav Zvid Masni Hachi, Rav Zvid taught Rish Lakish's question like this. Bayani Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. Kos pasul mao sheyase shirayim. If a kohen throws a kos of dam that's pasul, does by doing that create the rest of the blood that's by the neck? Does it make it shirayim or not? Like if someone, let's say, after some of the dam is received and is done properly, it's removed from the azara and then it's pasul. The kohen then returned the dam and then threw some in the mizbeach. Is the status of the blood remaining in the animal's neck? Is that good as shirayim? says Amar Lei, and therefore it can't be used. Amar Lei, Rav Yochanan said, Pasul Gufei Maisvir Lach. If a disqualified person himself threw the dam, what would you say he's a din? Right, you didn't ask that, so you must know. And if so, you should know the laws in your case also. E Pasul Mishave Mashvi Shirayim. If a person himself was Pasul, throws some dam, he's going to make the leftover lifeblood and the animal and Tishirayim, the Kos Pasul Nami Mashvi Shirayim. Then, of course, that's going to make it. And Nipasul Lamashvi Shirayim, if it doesn't, then Kos Pasul Nami Lamashvi Shirayim, it won't make it into Shirayim. Yermi Difti Mashachi, a third version, version number three. He says, Kos. Let's say you have a dam, right? You receive dam in two different cups, but the blood of only one cup was thrown in the Mizbeach. Mao Shia says, Chavir, Dachoy or Shirayim. Does it make the blood in the other one knocked out or Shirayim? So should the blood of the second cup be spilled out, or should you put it by the base of the Mizbeach? Says Rashi, O Dechuyahu, Dechiyah B'yadayim, Shaloni Tam Mena Lakarnos, can't put on the corners. Vishbach La'ama Shebazar, you throw into this little waterway that's in Azar, and what's the Adam Lunachal Kijal that takes it out. Amalei, Rav says back, Plukta de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan. This is Machlokas, the time, look to the Baisa. Lamalu Omer. When the Pasuk is talking about the chatas of the Nasi, earlier the Pasuk says that as Damo Yishbach, you shall pour its dam on the base of the Ola in Mizbeach, and its blood, by saying Damo, Lamatahu Omer, right, so Damo is its one shtickle, so Lamal Omer is Damo Yishbach, Lamatu Omer is called Damo Yishbach. Minayin, it's got to be pointed over there, and that's coming to include by saying Eskol Dama. Minayin l'chatas shekibo dama ba'arba kosos. Where do we know that if someone received the dam of a chatas in four cups, anasan matana achas mizeh, matana achas mizeh, and place one of them on the mizbeach from this cup, one from that cup, shekulam nishbach in the yisod, that any blood that's left over in all the cups is poured on the yisod of the mizbeach, tamad lomar v'eskol dama yishboch. You should pour all of its blood in the Mizbeach, right? So it's coming to teach that any remaining blood is reported over there. Yachal nosen arba matanos mikos echad, you kulin nishbach on the yisod. You would think that even when the Kohen made four matanos on the Mizbeach with the dam from one cup, that the leftover the blood in all the cups is poured into the yisod. Tamid lomar ve'ez damo, I mean, its blood was teaching it only. Only some of the blood is poured, that which is remaining in the used cups. Haketzad. So what do we do with the blood in the last case there? Hu nishbach liyusod, v'hein nishbachin la'ama. The blood that's left in the cup, used for the matanos, is poured on the yusod, on the base of the mizbech. V'hein nishbachin la'ama. The blood in the other cups is poured into the ama that carries it out. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Nomer. Minayin lechatas. How do we know the lechatas? Shekibadam arakosos. Finalis and dal matanos. Mikons echad. Shekul nishbach on yisod. That the blood in the leftover stuff is all poured to yisod. Tam lomer ves kol dama yishboch. He's got to pour all the blood on the base of his bech. So even blood and unused stuff gets poured over there. Ivak siv es dama yishboch says its blood. With the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Ha'ulam Uti Shirayim Shabbatsavar Behema. That's just coming to the blood of leftover that's in the neck of the animal from being poured on the Yisod. That blood is spilled out. Next part of the Mishnah said, Kiba Lakashim Nosun Lepasol. If you have a person who's qualified and he receives a dam and he hands it to a person who's disqualified, so what happens? You should give it back to the qualified person, the kosher one, and then he can go on with the avoda. If he received the dam with his right hand, then he put it in his left hand, give it back to the right hand. If you received the blood in a klisharis and poured it into a non-klisharis, pour it back in. Okay, so now we say that if someone got dam properly and then he kind of put it in a place that it's a situation where it's no longer good, put it back to where it was, and then continue. Utsrichat. You need to bring all these cases. Diash mean apostle. If the Mishnah would have told us about the dam that was handed to a person as apostle, Havamina, my apostle, Tamei, said, what does it mean? Tamei, the Chazi, Navoda Sibor. It means a Tamei person who's fit to perform the Avoda of the Tzibor when most of the community is Tamei. Since he's fit to receive the dam in a situation, he's not going to disqualify it, even by holding it. Of a small lobe, but by small left hand, there's never an opportunity when that's going to be okay. Therefore, it wouldn't be okay, and you're able to continue. Therefore, you have to teach us that also. V'yesh min small if it is left, the better lefty, the isle echshera b'yom kippurim. I may have said that the dam is not disqualified because the left hand is able to be to do when the avodah is on Yom Kippur. Right, that was the Kohen Gadol would do with the scooping up the shovel of the coals and filling his hand with the ketores, which he would put in the ladle. Point is, he used his left hand also. Of a kli chol, but by a kli chol, that's never able to be used low. I would say that the dam isn't going to be, you can't continue. Yes, me a kli chol, if you taught me that, I would have said that the blood's going to be okay because you're able to consecrate it. And then once you do that, then it's used for the avodah. Well, halach, but the other cases, you can't fix the left-handed person. You can't fix the apostle person. And below it's saying that. Therefore, you have to teach all these cases. In fact, I don't get it, though. V'lehevi lei dachoy. Why don't we make it that it's dachoy? That's all messed up. Rashi says, v'nevi dachoy, dahan nira v'nidche, v'amai isle takanta b'chazara. Why is it that you could fix it by just returning it and continuing on? Amleravina leravashi, hacham reavirmi redifti mished rava, hamani, who's going like Hanan Hamitzri, the Leslie Dechuyen. He doesn't hold of the idea of Dechuyen. So once the blood's returned to the place of the avodah, it can be done by the qualified person, the right hand or the klisharis, you're good to go. The time is going to brisa. This is talking about the Sa'ir on Yom Kippur. Chanan HaMitzri Omer, Afilu Dam Bekos. Even if the blood of the inner Chatas was already in a cup, when the Sa'ir that was set for Azazel died, Mevi Chaviru Mezaviglo, the friend brings another one from the marketplace to replace the dead one and sets it up and pairs this new one with the Dam of the inner one. And the blood of the Chatas is then applied to the Azazel. And the applying as a zel is sent away. Since in Chanan HaMitzri is of the opinion that the dam the chatas used as usable after the new azazel is chosen, so he doesn't agree with this idea. He doesn't agree with the idea of dichoy. Rav Ashi says different answer. Kol shel biyado lavi dachoy. Anything that's in someone's power, you could change it. It's not considered completely dachoy. And therefore, saying that if the blood was properly received and then everything's done well, then handed whatever, you can give it back and continue. Amar Rav Shaya says, Kavasei the Rav Ashi Mistabra. It makes sense what he's saying, because Man Shamatle de Isle Dechuyen. Who did you say here that says Dechuyen? And then once it's no good, it's good, it's gone forever. Rabbi Huda. That's Rabbi Huda. The time we have a Mishnah in Yuma. It's talking about the Yom Kippur, the Seirim Yom Kippur. V'odam Rav Yehuda Nishpach Adam, the blood of the Chata spilled before it was done, Yom HaStamashtalech, then the one that's sent to Azazel is left to die because the dam now disqualified it. Therefore, you got to find a new pair. Meis HaMashtalech, if the one that was sent to die, if the one, the Mashlech ended up dying before the dam of the chatas was done, yishavach dam, then he spilled the blood. And so since Rabbi Huda, he says that the death of one of them disqualifies the other, must be he holds of the idea of dachui, of the chuyin, and v'shamin and lay, the amar, and we also heard that he said, kosa b'yadu la v'dichui, no, but anything that's in your hands is not dichui. The time is in the raisa, Rabbi Huda amar, kosa chareim amali dam, hataruvas. Erev Pesach, the Kohen would fill one cup with dam of the Karban Pesach that was mixed on the floor of the Azara. Vazorko Zrika Achas Kenegedi Yisod, you throw on the Mizbeach with one throw opposite the base of the Mizbeach. The blood was not fit to be put while it was on the floor, but he allows it to gather it up and to put it. Shema Aminah, Kol Shabiyad, Olav Adicha, anything you can do something about. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that type of case. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.